Hey guys, this is Mel. If you're listening to this, you are about to hear a super special sneak peek of our latest bonus episode, but fair warning, this is just a sneak peek. Don't hurt us. It's totally optional to subscribe, but if you're interested, you can check out our Patreon by searching Significant Lovers Patreon online. Hope you enjoy. Today we are returning to that old bastard Eddie Fisher, continuing the saga with him and Elizabeth Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, doing this research, like the Debbie Fisher, Eddie, oh my god.
Debbie Reynolds, I know.
Remember I said Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds, Eddie Fisher, Elizabeth Taylor,
yeah.
Richard Burton, all this whole saga, to me, it's so exciting. To me, this feels like one of the epitome Significant Lovers. Like, I feel like these people were meant to be covered on Significant Lovers. Like, I'm just getting so into
it. Do they have, like, any documentaries about this whole thing?
Probably. Yeah, it's so fascinating and also so glamorous, and I'm just loving it, so thank you to whoever recommended it. I just feel like, wow, this was meant for our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And last night, we were at dinner, we were talking a lot about Elizabeth Taylor, because my parents kind of remember some stuff about this, and we were talking about her for so long, and then I went to the bathroom, and her picture was in the
That's so spooky.
Wow.
She's like, I know you're talking about
me. I know.
That's crazy. And we want to let you know, so this summer, we're going to go on a little break
vacation.
Yep, just for the summer break, basically. And we're going to be pausing our Patreon in June and in July. But don't worry about it. You don't need to do anything. You will not be charged for those 2 months. And actually, so if you are a subscriber right now, like, you can listen to all the old episodes during those months totally for free. So again, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You just won't be charged for 2 months.
We will be pausing payments on our end.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you cancel, unfortunately, you won't be able to sign up again until after the pause, which is so annoying.
I know.
On Patreon. Like, so we can't, like, gain any new patrons in that time. So it's best to just, like, not do anything. That way, if you want to listen to an old episode, like, you can during that time. Yes.
Good point, Mel. Mm-hmm. Very good point. And if you know anybody who's on the fence about joining, tell them. You know, if you sign up, like, right before our break, they'll get all of the episodes all summer for only $5.
So. Yep.
Hope that makes sense, but yeah. So, should we get into it? The couple.
So, we left off in our last episode, and Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher were married.
Yes.
Two babies at home. They were good couple friends, double dating with Elizabeth Taylor and her husband. What was his name?
Mike Todd. Who was a producer.
Mm-hmm. And then he died.
He died in a plane crash.
Ugh, that's awful.
Yes.
And so Eddie Fisher goes over there to console Elizabeth, and then the two end up getting in bed together and having an affair.
Yes.
And Debbie Reynolds calls up Elizabeth one day, and her very own husband, Eddie Fisher, answers the phone.
Yes.
Oof.
Oof.
That is tough. So then Debbie and Eddie tried to make it work for a little bit. Debbie really didn't want to get divorced, but then she had to.
She was pressured to.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie wanted to be with Elizabeth, and so they were.
Mm-hmm.
They got together, and this is Elizabeth's fourth husband.
Oh, they got married.
Yes.
And we were theorizing in our last episode, too, that Eddie Fisher might be a little bit of a narcissist from the way he's charming at first, makes everyone feel special, but then is very cold.
Yes. Yeah. And if you guys have heard of the book Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, she is definitely the inspiration for that. I think that's becoming a movie next year or something. And we're going to talk a lot about Elizabeth Taylor. She's a very interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
Very crazy life. But it's fascinating. And if I had to describe this couple in three words,
I was pacing around my apartment thinking about it. what would I say? I would say Eddie and Elizabeth were sensual, impulsive, and precarious.
Okay.
So who is Elizabeth Taylor? You've probably heard of her, but who is she really? Well, she was an actress who made a big name for herself throughout the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and she's been in movies like Little Women, Cleopatra, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. She was known for her extreme beauty. People always said she had violet eyes.
Which is, like, not true.
They're basically just blue.
Yeah. In some lighting, maybe. Yeah. They were purple, but yeah, they look blue.
She was very glamorous, and she's known for her really dramatic love life and all of her marriages. Because, yeah, famously had 8 marriages, 7 husbands. One of them married twice. Mm-hmm. Some of you probably already know who, but won't get to that yet. She is kind of crazy. Reminds me of like Henry VIII, just thinking about like each one, what happened between them and all their names.
How many marriages do you think is like too many marriages to be like, okay, like,
that's definitely too many.
Yeah.
What does that even mean to be married?
Like at that point, I know. Yeah. I guess like there are benefits to being married logistically. If you're in the ICU, your husband or wife or spouse can make decisions for you and visit you. Mm-hmm. You can share health insurance. But when you're that much of a celebrity, practical things don't matter as much. I mean, the ICU maybe, but still.
It just seems a little ridiculous. In many cultures and religions and such, it's supposed to be, like, sacred. It's supposed to be one person.
Yeah.
For someone to get married 8 times, well, you're kind of like, what?
The point is you are committing, hopefully, to do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And sometimes that really doesn't work out. But I feel like by your 5th marriage, you're like, yeah, I know that this could be temporary. I don't know.
I was wondering, if you remember from the last episode, her and Eddie getting together seemed so, not random, but it just happened, it seemed so quickly how it happened, her and Eddie getting together, that you think, why did you have to get married? Like, couldn't this have just
been a fling? Exactly. Yeah, it's almost like she marries everybody she dates.
Yeah, I know.
They all have to be married.
I know. I do think it could have something to do with the time period. It was really not acceptable for people just be living together and not married. So maybe anytime she wanted to like take it to the next level, you know, like have a serious relationship, she thought it had to be marriage. I don't know if that's why. All right, I will have to stop the episode right there. Thank you so much for listening to the teaser. If you want to hear the full episode and many other bonus episodes, you can find them on Patreon. You can search Significant Lovers on the website or download the Patreon app. It works a lot like regular podcast listening apps. And we have tons of other couples on Patreon to listen to. So thank you so much for listening and supporting the show, and we'll get back together next week.